towels and are waving them frantically as Justin Johnson gets ready to step into the batter's box for Quad Cities. Will Rudy, a 23-year-old and a fifth-round pick by the Brewers out of Cal State Poly back in 2022. And he's about ready to get going. It looks like Quad City's pitching staff, though, at least the bullpen part of it, still making its way into left center field and into the dugout. We're a little bit ahead of schedule today, at least we were a moment ago. First pitch scheduled for 6:40, so it looks like the crew was still getting loose down in left field. And now J.J. steps towards home plate. Johnson really settled into the leadoff spot at the end of the year. 16 starts atop the card for Brooks Conrad. Right on right, Will Rudy fires, and the first pitch out of the wind is taken high for ball one. We're officially underway at 6:40 Central Time here in America's Dairyland. 1-0 pitch on the way. Johnson takes again, high and outside, 2-0. The Bandits had five total hits in the game on Tuesday, and Johnson had three of them, all singles, batting leadoff. Here's the 2-0. Slider, a strike on the outer edge. Two balls and one strike. Johnson, 24 years old, from Flemington, New Jersey. A 10th-round pick out of Wake Forest last year by the Royals. The 2-1 from Rudy is slapped into the netting foul. It's two balls and two strikes. Johnson yesterday posted the second three-hit game in Quad City's postseason history as a Royals affiliate. The only other one belonged to Jake Means in Game 3 of the High A Central Championship in 2021. The 2-2. Check swing, pitch in. He did not go. And on the appeal, it's confirmed a full count. Connor Crowell is calling balls and strikes as part of the four-man umpiring crew. Garrett Nelson's at third, Spencer Kim's at second, and at first base, it's Tyler Hovick, who is the crew chief. And before the payoff pitch to Johnson, Victor Estevez, the Wisconsin skipper, has come out of the dugout and is chatting with Crowell. He has his lineup card in hand, but he has not referenced it, and now the umpires are going to meet, looks like on the right side of the infield. Not exactly sure what they're looking at. Perhaps they thought Johnson, well, I was going to say hit the glove of the catcher, Matt Wood, but if that happened, it would not behoove the Rattlers. So what this discussion is pertaining to, I'm not sure. Plate umpire Connor Crowell just said something back to the third base dugout, put his mask on, and his partner's headed for the hills. So, indeed, a 3-2 pitch upcoming. Rudy's got his sign from the catcher, Wood. And it's called strike three down the middle. Fastball at 93. Johnson not expecting it. And a good start for Will Rudy. Will just completed his first regular season in High A. Spent all of last year in Single-A Carolina with the Mudcats, posting a 3.46 ERA. His earned run average mark with Wisconsin, 461. Spencer Nivens now steps into the box, and he swings through a first pitch changeup. It's 0-1. Nivens was 0-2 on Tuesday, but did walk twice. 0-1. Changeup inside. One ball, one strike. Ethan Bosacker is the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Month. Nivens, the reigning Midwest League Player of the Month for August. No surprise there. 1-1. Lifted out of play on the left side. It's 1-2. Nivens finished the year with 20 home runs, tied with Cam Collier of the Dayton Dragons for the second most in the league. The leader in the MWL, Chris Newell, hit 23 with Great Lakes, but he technically finished the year in Tulsa. So you could say that Collier and Nivens tied for the active league lead at the end of the season. Rudy's 1-2 pitch. Fastball, low and outside. It's 2-2. Nivens began the year a top 30 prospect in the Royals system. Fell out of the rankings midseason, but now back to number 30 after an excellent second half. 2-2 on the way. Popped foul over the screen. Nivens, even though he didn't record a hit on Tuesday, put together one of the best ABs in the game. In the fifth inning against Alexander Corniel, he worked an 11-pitch at-bat, but eventually would strike out. Rudy delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nivens down on the fastball at 92. It's back-to-back punchies to start the night for Will Rudy. Well, his strikeout numbers are nothing all that impressive. In two minor league seasons, he has a K per nine of 8.1. That's not to say he hasn't been effective, though. He just doesn't use a lot of strikeouts. He now faces the left-handed bat of Jack Caglione, who offers at the first pitch, pops it up behind home, but that ball's going to push into the seats foul for strike one. Just 8.4 strikeouts per nine innings with Wisconsin this year, but Rudy's whip, 1.20. And the reason why? Just 36 walks and 113 in a third innings. A 1 to Caglione. Line drive, left center field, the base hit. First knock of the game belongs to the Royals' top prospect. Nice opposite field cut from Caglione. Got a fastball on the outer half at 92 and went with it right in between Adams and Pratt on the left side. And the Bandits will not go down in order to start the game. Cags 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts on Tuesday. So even more reason to be excited about that. Inning prolonged for Blake Mitchell, who smokes one towards the right field corner, but it lands foul about 10 feet to the right of the chalk, right next to the sidewall. Caglione is the top Royals prospect for MLB Pipeline. Mitchell, number two. He spent the vast majority of the campaign with Single-A Columbia, but played his last five regular season games here with Quad Cities. He was in the lineup Tuesday, also in the cleanup position, and went 0 for 4. Out of the stretch, 0-1. Wave and a miss. Well-timed changeup from Rudy. It's no balls and two strikes. Mitchell, not only a top prospect in the Royals system, but he's number 55 in all of baseball per MLB Pipeline. He stays way back in the left-handed box as Rudy sets at the chest. 0-2. Two-seam fastball up and away. Rudy will throw a cutter, a four-seamer, and a two-seamer. Ryan Powers, the River Bandits pitching coach, or rather hitting coach, said to me before the game he wants the team to really focus in on those heaters. The 1-2. That's low. Two balls, two strikes. He said, it's okay if you swing and miss through a breaking ball, but you need to be ready when you do get a fastball. And he felt that Quad Cities maybe wasn't so much ready for those on Tuesday. Man at first, two outs, the 2-2. Tap foul towards the first base dugout. Just getting underway here in America's Dairyland, Wisconsin and Quad Cities in the top of the first of Game 2 of the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. And it's trying to get back to the championship for the first time since 2021 and for the second time as a Royals affiliate. Another 2-2. Slider is down and outside. It's a full count. For Wisconsin, they're aiming to get back to the championship for the first time in a while. Gunning for their 10th Midwest League championship. Payoff pitch. Caglione takes off, and Mitchell takes high and outside for ball four. So after the base hit from Caglione, Rudy just missed the outside edge against Blake Mitchell and walks the QCDH to extend the inning for Carson Rockefeller. The 2-5 spots all occupied by lefties. Rockefeller hits fifth. Shervin Newton is a switch hitter and waits on deck. The right-handed Rudy fires in, and the slider is tapped foul in the home plate circle. Carson was another Bandit that went hitless on Tuesday, but reached multiple times. Drew himself a couple of walks and stole the only base in the game for QC. That was his 11th multi-walk game of the season. Caglione at second. Mitchell at first, 0-1. Change up, low, one ball, one strike. Rockefeller has not worked a ton of walks this year, 56 and 471 at-bats in the regular season, but he does have seven in each of his last seven games. I should say over his last seven games. 1-1. Tapper fell towards the first base coach's box. It's 1-2. Seven walks over his last seven contests, but he is hitting just 2 for 24 in that stretch. That said, he did a lot for the Bandits this year offensively. 23 doubles, 10 homers, a team best 62 driven in. Rudy's 1-2 pitch. Fastball tipped into the glove of Wood and held on to for strike three. Couple of two-out base runners for the River Bandits, but Will Rudy strikes out the side in the top half. Rattlers to the plate against Ethan Bosacker in the bottom of one. Next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the first at Fox City Stadium. Will Rudy gives up a couple of two-out base runners in the top half, but he winds up striking out Carson Rockefort for his third of the frame and bringing the Rattlers to the plate in a scoreless contest. Top third of the order for Victor Estevez features the switch hitter, Luis Laura, and then back-to-back righties in Cooper Pratt and Luke Adams. They'll be opposed by the Midwest League Pitcher of the Month in August, the 13th rounder out of Xavier, Ethan Bosacker. A 7-1 record with a 1.97 ERA in regular season play with Quad Cities. Laura from the left-handed box swings the first pitch and skies it to left center field. Into the alley goes Spencer Nivens, and he'll make the catch. Laura's retired, one gone. Carson Rockefort was there as well. He's in center. Sam Kulasinghe back in right. Dustin Dickerson's at short. Justin Johnson at second. Sherman Newton at third. Jack Caglione at first. And Omar Hernandez behind the plate, per usual. So one pitch, one out for Bosacker. Now he gets the number two prospect in the Brewers system, Cooper Pratt. First pitch, called strike in the low outside corner. Well, even though he made that game-saving catch on Tuesday, at the dish, 0 for 4 in game one of the set. The one-strike pitch. Slider left up and banged to left center field, a base hit. Nivens cuts it off in the alley. It will hold Pratt to a single. And Wisconsin gets its first hit of the ball game, courtesy of a top 60 prospect in all of baseball. Now, Bosacker hung 85 right down the middle, and Pratt most certainly not somebody you want to do that to. So a man aboard for the third baseman, Luke Adams, who Tuesday was the Rattlers' leadoff man, but today in the three spot, going right on right against Bosacker. Into the stretch, Ethan kicks and deals. First pitch tapped foul up the first baseline off of his shoe. It's ball one, or strike one, rather. Adams is also a top 10 prospect in the Brewers system. He clocks in at number 8 on MLB Pipeline's rankings. In classic Luke Adams fashion Tuesday, he still reached base twice despite four plate appearances with no hits. Drew a couple of walks, something he did more than a few times in the regular season. Back in the box he goes. Bosacker's pitch. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Adams led the Midwest League in walks this year with 78. One of just two players in the league with more than 70. Pratt hailed it first by Caglione. A throw that way, and Cooper's back standing up, the tag well late. And even though Adams worked a ton of walks this year, he's got some power. 15 doubles and a team-high 11 homers for Wisconsin. 1-1. There goes Pratt. Slider's a called strike. Throw to second from Hernandez is stopped by Johnson, but no tag applied. Pratt is safe on a bit of a low throw. Also took Johnson a bit towards his left. Never got an opportunity to apply the tag. And even if the throw was more accurate, I think Cooper's feet first slide would have gotten him in safely anyways. Just like that, Rattlers with the go-ahead run in scoring position and one out. The 1-2 pitch to Adams. Way high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bo Sacker finished up his regular season against Beloit back on September 5th. It was his first start since his high A debut in July where he did not earn the win. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, tap foul into the Bandits dugout. He went 5 innings, gave up just 2 runs, and departed with Quad Cities up 3-2. However, Blight would come back and win that game. Thus, Bo Sacker took no decision. He pauses at the belt, looks back towards Pratt. Now the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike 3. Adams down on strikes. Little changeup off the low outside corner picks up Bo Sacker's first K and the second out in the bottom of 1. Just like Will Rudy, Bo Sacker is not a huge strikeout guy. With Quad Cities, averaged just over 6.5 per 9 innings, but his whip, .93. Just 11 walks in 50 1/3 innings and a .202 opponent's batting average. So, with 2 outs and a man at second, here's the Rattlers' second baseman, Yadier Arellano, who is responsible for the only run in the series, a solo shot on Tuesday. Right on right, first pitch. Breaking ball is popped up. It's going to get over the screen and out of play for strike 1. Arellano hit cleanup Tuesday. The Brewers' number 24 prospect hit 10 home runs in the regular season and finished the campaign with the top average in the Midwest League. The only batter in the MWL with a plus .300 average, his at .301. Johnson holding Pratt at second base with 2 outs. Bo Sacker checks that direction. Now the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Arellano chased way low and outside. It is 0-2. Well, Yadier is not an easy man to strike out. In 425 at-bats this year, he struck out just 52 times. That said, Ryan Ramsey punched him out the first time he faced Yadier on Tuesday. Bo Sacker going for 2 in a row to end the inning. His 0-2 pitch lifted to right center field. Rockefeller into the alley. He waves off Kulasingham and makes the catch, ending the frame. Nothing comes of the one-out single. Cooper Pratt left in scoring position, and we go to the second, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
One hit in the first inning, but neither squad scores. We go to the second at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Rattlers and River Bandits continuing game 2 of the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. Wisconsin starter Will Rudy back on the hill to face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Quad Cities. That trio begins with switch hitter Shervin Newton, the starting third baseman. He'll, of course, bat left-handed against the righty. First pitch of the inning on the outer half for a called strike one. Rudy started his night with back-to-back strikeouts of Johnson and Nivens, but then gave up back-to-back base runners. 0-1. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Jack Caglione single, then Blake Mitchell drew a walk. Rudy eventually struck out Carson Rockefeller, though, to end the threat. 1-1 coming home. Shervin takes a slider on the outer half for strike two. Newton was 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts Tuesday. Was hit by a pitch and also drew a walk. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with a changeup. It's strike three. All four outs for Real Rudy have been in the form of strikeouts. And especially against left-handed batters, that changeup has looked really good for him. It's got terrific arm side fade, which when paired up with his two-seam fastball in his cutter, gives him a nice little trio of pitches. Now Dustin Dickerson, the hitter, and he'll take a slider for a strike on the low outside corner. Dusty had that ninth inning double on Tuesday, Quad City's only extra base hit. 0-1. Slider again, this time it's popped towards shallow right field. Couple of steps in and to his right, Eduardo Fernandez. He'll make the catch, and there are two away. First time the Bandits have put the ball in play for an out. Two gone. And now Sam Kulasingham, the hitter. 1-for-3 with a single and a walk Tuesday. A guy that made his professional debut in single A with the Fireflies after being drafted earlier this summer, but spent the majority of his time on the field with Quad Cities in right. First pitch. Switch hitter takes a fastball for strike one. Cooley, 23 years old. The Royals' 13th round pick this year out of the Air Force Academy. 0-1 from Rudy. Fastball skips in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Kulasingham's base hit in the seventh inning Tuesday to left center field, something we've seen him do many a time, especially from this left side of the plate. 1-1. Slapped into the screen. One ball, two strikes, and another two-strike situation for Rudy. Already 4 Ks through an inning and two-thirds. He's ready to fire home towards Wood. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. The fastball just missed. Nice take from Kulasingham. Count evens up at two. Scoreless ball game in the top of the second. Two outs, nobody on. Rudy pitches from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Popped him up. Left side, over by the third base bag. Luke Adams takes a step into foul ground, reaches up, and makes the catch to end the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Will Rudy. Quickly, Rattlers back to the plate in the bottom of the second. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Cruises through the top of the second inning. Rattlers back to the plate with our score still knotted at zero. Timber Rattlers will send Wood, Garcia, and Hall up against Ethan Bosacker. And it's starter with a scoreless first inning of his own. Gave up a one-out single to Cooper Pratt, who would go on to steal second base. But Freddie struck out Luke Adams to help eliminate any threat. Wood was not in the lineup for Victor Estevez Tuesday, but in there against a right-hander. First pitch, he takes a called strike. Wood played in 91 games for the Timber Rattlers this year, his second season in Wisconsin. He hit .235 with four homers and 41 driven in. The catcher comes out of Penn State. A one. Low and inside, 1-1. Wood was a fourth rounder back in 2022. Former Nittany Lion made his high A debut against Quad Cities last year. 1-1. Inside, two balls and one strike. Bo Sacker, per usual, pitching with the long blue sleeves, even though the temperatures are in the upper 70s tonight. Wind still casually blowing out to left. 2-1. Wood pokes it towards left, but it's going to push out of play over behind the Bandits dugout. A wonderful Thursday night crowd has made its way to the ballpark. These sports fans probably excited to have something to cheer about after the Packers lost their season opener last week. Of course, they're beloved here in the Fox Cities region. 2-2. Wood sends a high fly ball deep right field. Kulasingham back against the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch. Wood just got underneath it. It's a loud out number one. That was a fastball from Bo Sacker. At least it seemed. It was on the low inside corner. And fortunately, just up in the zone enough for Wood to get underneath it. So one out, nobody on for Eduardo Garcia now. Right-handed hitter swings through a slider and falls behind 0-1. On Tuesday, Garcia went 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Again, the slider had him reaching. It's 0-2. Strikeouts are something that Garcia will rack up in 59 games with Wisconsin this year. 76 punchouts to just 5 walks. Bo Sacker's 0-2. A third slider just outside. Laid off for ball one. Garcia still had a productive season, though. Hit .249 with 15 doubles, 4 homers, and 31 driven in. Also stole 8 bases. The 1-2 pitch. Clubbed towards left field. Nivens to his right, looking up. He's got a plate off the top of the wall. Garcia around first. Head first dive to second. Just in ahead of the throw. It's a 1-out double. First extra base hit of the game belongs to Garcia, who got another slider. This one was a little bit low and out of the zone, but he reached out and actually broke the ribbon board over the high left field wall. About a fourth of the screen now black as the rest of the board projects the score and some advertising. But Garcia definitely did some damage to the ballpark. And now he's stood up and is hobbling behind the second base back. All of a sudden, he's taken his helmet off and looks to be in some discomfort. Victor Estevez, the skipper out there from the third base coach's box. And now, looks like Paul Gonzalez is going out there as well. He's the athletic trainer for the Rattlers. Garcia with his hands on his knees, wincing in pain, looking down by his right leg. He slid into second base and was celebrating. We'll take a look at the replay up here in the booth, see if we can locate anything. His knees hit the ground, not softly, but not in a way that would make you think there are any problems. He got up onto one knee, started clapping and pointing to the dugout, but maybe after the adrenaline rush wore off, he realized he was in some discomfort. We're ready to resume, though. He's retaken his lead. Action continues for Taden Hall in the batter's box. Left-handed hitting first baseman will offer it the first pitch, but pop it softly towards left. Newton, the third baseman, waves away Nivens, makes the catch, and picks up the second out of the inning on just one pitch. Well, Hall, one of the two left-handed hitters in the order for Victor Estevez today. Made a terrific defensive play Tuesday, but 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. He's now popped up in his first AB tonight. Rattlers have the go-ahead run at second base for the second straight inning. Hosacker trying to leave him there for the second straight inning. Now facing Jeremy Vargas, the eight-hole hitter. First pitch popped up, out of play on the right side. It's strike one. Jeremy hit .210 in 100 games with Wisconsin in the regular season. 11 doubles, 2 homers, 34 driven in. In the series opener, had the only other hit aside from Arenado's homer as far as Wisconsin's team was concerned. He singled in the eighth inning at 1-for-3. Bosacker's 0-1. Slider, outer half, a called strike two. It brushes up against the zone at 83 miles per hour. Bottom of the second here at Fox City Stadium. Bosacker's next toss will be his 25th of his first 24. 19 have gone for a strike. He has not walked anybody. 0-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Vargas chases the slider away, and it's another scoreless frame for Ethan Bosacker. Couple of punchies and two bagels for the former Xavier product. We go to the third, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Quad Cities to the plate for the third time tonight. The Rattlers and Bandits still scoreless through the first two innings. 9-1 and 2 due up for Brooks Conrad. That's Omar Hernandez, Justin Johnson, and Spencer Nivens. Will Rudy, already with 4 strikeouts in 2 innings pitched for the Rattlers, struck out the side in the first. Hernandez finished the game Tuesday 0-for-4, but that does not really showcase his efforts, especially in the ninth inning. First pitch from Rudy. Slider's taken for a strike. He came to the plate with the tying run at third base and one out. Looked to have tied the game up with an RBI single, but Cooper Pratt made a run-saving catch. 0-1, tapped foul into the on-deck circle where Justin Johnson snatches it and flips it to the Rattlers' bat boy. Hernandez, a .227 hitter in 70 games in the regular season. He accounted for the last run the Bandits scored, which was in the regular season finale last week. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. He chased a slider. It's 5 Ks now for Rudy in 2 1/3 scoreless. But because the Bandits went with the 0 Tuesday, it was Hernandez's home run in the 8th inning last Sunday, September 8th. Last time Quad City scored a run. So back to the top of the order. Justin Johnson struck out against Rudy in the first. Right on right, the pitch. Grounded to the left side. 2 hops for Pratt. He fields it belt high, fires over to first, and Johnson quickly retired. 2 gone. Now both teams have been pretty aggressive at the plate to start the night. Rudy now at 40 pitches. 27 have gone for a strike. Ethan Bosacker needed just 25 pitches to get through his first two innings, and only 5 pitches were not a strike. Spencer Nivens, the batter. He'll take outside for ball one. Nivens, a swinging strikeout victim in the first. Infield for the Rattlers shifted heavily to right, playing him to pull. Hall hugging the line at first. 1-0, slider hit high in the air, pretty deep right field, but into the alley goes Laura. Fernandez, the right fielder, there as well, and it's he who calls off his counterpart, makes the catch, and ends the inning. Well, that's the second time we've seen a deep fly ball to right field tonight, but both batters just a little bit underneath it, and Will Rudy cruises through a scoreless top of the first. 2.5 in the book, still looking for our first run here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the third at Fox City Stadium. Timber Rattlers back to the plate against Ethan Bosacker. We're scoreless here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. 9-1 and 2 coming to the plate. Edmarque Fernandez, Luis Lara, and Cooper Pratt. As I was just mentioning, Bosacker has been effective and efficient. He needed just 25 pitches to pick up his first 6 outs. Right on right, the pitch to Edmarque. Wave and a miss on the slider. Bosacker has leaned on that pitch early on against a slew of right-handed rattler hitting. 0-1. Back to it. He missed outside. 1-1. Edmarque in the ninth spot today, as he was in Tuesday. Went 0-2 with a walk and 2 strikeouts in the series opener. The pitch. Down and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Changeup missed at 88. Bosacker working quickly out of the wind. He turns, kicks, and fires. Breaking ball tapped into the glove of Hernandez. It's a swinging strike two. So no fastballs yet to Edmarque, perhaps by design. And so far, that strategy working. Right fielder's been out in front on several swings. Pitch clock reset. Fernandez back in the box. 2-2 coming home. Broken bat liner softly hit, snagged just above the dirt by Dustin Dickerson. It's the first out. Fernandez again out in front of the off speed. Got just enough juice on it to send the ball all the way to Dickerson via airmail. Just snagged it with the backhand above the dirt. So another out for Bosacker. And it's another trip through the lineup card. Luis Lauer, the leadoff man up. He takes inside for ball one. Luis hit third. For the Rattlers Tuesday, went 0-4. He's in the leadoff position today. 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. Lauer is standing at 5'9", 151 pounds. Profiles as more of a leadoff guy in the foreseeable future, but Wisconsin has not hesitated to use him in the middle of the order. 2-0. Changeup taken for strike one. He's actually been better average-wise hitting third. A 288 average hitting in that spot. 236 in the leadoff position. 2-1. It's a strike on the low inside corner. Lauer did not like the call, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walks all the way to the end of the dirt in the home plate circle. Now steps back in. The bat tapped on the plate once before he hoists it behind his left ear. Pitch clock to 8 as Bosacker wheels and deals. 2-2 pitch. Grounded weakly to short. 2 hops for Dusty. Fling on to first. It's in time. Back-to-back outs. Picked up by Dustin Dickerson. This one's 6-3. And Bosacker's now retired 4 in a row. He gave up that One out double to Garcia in the second inning, the one that broke the ribbon board in left field. Since then, nothing but weak contact and outs. Cooper Pratt with one of two Wisconsin hits today. He's singled in the first. First pitch. Line towards third base and past Newton into the corner. Long run over for Nivens as Cooper cruises into second with a double. He thought three for a moment, but he stays put with a two-out two-bagger. A two-for-two start for the Brewers' number two prospect. He ambushed Bo Sacker, and that was a pitch out of the zone. 90 miles an hour, up above by the hands. Pratt with four doubles in 23 regular season games for Wisconsin, but he tucks this one just down the left field line past Newton. And for the third straight inning, Wisconsin has the go-ahead run in scoring position with two outs. Bo Sacker now pitches to Luke Adams, and he takes a changeup for strike one. Ethan has rarely used his heater in these last two innings. One of his two strikeouts tonight against Adams back in the first. Got him chasing an off-speed offering. 0-1. Slider outside, one ball, one strike. Talked about it on Tuesday, but it's worth bringing up again. Adams set the Midwest League record for hit by pitches this year. He was plunked 40 times in the regular season. Really crowds the plate, especially with his load step. 2-2. Excuse me, the 1-1 is down and away. Now it's two balls and one strike. He passed Nick Sine of the Lansing Lugnuts back in 2017 for the most in a single season. He was plunked 38 times. Adams all the way up the 40. 2-1. Slider taken for a strike. Bottom of the zone, it's 2-2. Adams just a 205 hitter against Quad Cities this year, but with all the walks and the hit-by-pitches and on-base percentage, over 500. Bo Sacker looks to Pratt. The 2-2. Down and away. Good eye by Adams. He just laid off, and it's a full count. Yadier Arriagamo waits on deck, the cleanup hitter who has struck for the only run in the series thus far. Pratt at second base, held by Johnson, who is still shaded up the middle, keeping tabs on him. Bo Sacker sets at the belt. The 3-2. Fouled over the screen. We'll do it again. Sun is pretty much completely set here in Appleton, approaching 6:30 Central Time. The sky's that light blue color, darker over beyond the right field wall. Sun sets over the third base side here. New baseball for Bo Sacker. Another payoff pitch. Adams clubs it to left field. Back goes Nivens, and that's going to get out of here. Right down the middle at 89, and Adams is pumped up. Several gestures around first and second base. First to the dugout, then to the bullpen, and now to Dustin Dickerson at short. Two-run blast for Luke Adams, and Wisconsin takes a 2-0 lead here in the third. A two-out, 3-2 pitch walloped over the left field fence. 398 feet, 107 off the bat. One of those guys that, much like Spencer Nivens, you give him so many pitches in an AB, and he only gets stronger. Speaking of homers, here's Yadier Arriagamo. Two outs, nobody on. Bo Sacker back out of the windup. First pitch. Low and away for ball one. I mentioned it earlier. Adams is a dangerous guy. He'll let you hit him with a pitch, and he'll hit you. 11 home runs and just over 100 games for the Rattlers this year. All three runs in this series scored via Wisconsin homer. 1-0 to Arriagamo. Tapped up the first baseline, foul. It's cued off the stick and rolls towards the first base dugout. It is 1-1. Ethan Bo Sacker allowed just one home run in his 15 and a third regular season innings with the Bandits this year. That's the first home run he's given up since July. 1-1. Slider popped up in front of the third base dugout. Hernandez ranges over, reaches out, but can't make the catch. He was right in front of the stairwell and put on the brakes a bit too soon. Arenado is going to get himself a mulligan. Not like that was an error by any means. Hernandez had to range a good 30 or 40 feet from home plate to the third base dugout and truly right in front of the stairs. He put on the brakes, reached out, and just went right off the toe of his mitt. So Arenado back in the box. Another 1-2 pitch from Bosacker. Slider, check swing roller out by the mound, fielded by Ethan. No one's at first base. Arenado dives, and Bosacker just got there in time for the out. It'll be one unassisted as Caglione came off the base to try to pick it up. Realized he wasn't going to get there, and by the time Bosacker had picked it off the grass, he was the only one that had a shot. He retires Arenado to end the inning, but not before Luke Adams strikes for the go-ahead two-run homer. We go to the fourth here at Appleton. 2-0 Rattlers on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The long ball has once again bitten Quad Cities. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers with a two-run homer from Luke Adams take a 2-0 lead into the fourth. Bandits to the plate with some power of their own, stepping up against Will Rudy. The 3-4 and 5 hitters feature Jack Caglione, Blake Mitchell, and Carson Rockefert. Rudy's got 5 strikeouts through 3 scoreless innings. He starts Cags down and away for ball one. The Bandits have 1 hit in the game, and it was an opposite field single from Jack back in the first. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Caglione, and you look at Luke Adams. Adams 6'4", 210. Caglione 6'5", 250. The pitch. Called strike, inner half. It's 2-1. Caglione, 21 years old from Tampa, Florida. A former Gator who was the 6th overall pick in this last year's draft. 2-1. Wave and a miss. That's a great pitch from Rudy. Little changeup that just fell off the table. And Caglione swings through it to move the count 2-2. The Rudy chance echoing here at Neuroscience Group Field. Will Rudy going for his 6th K. The 2-2. Got it. Swing and a miss again on the changeup, and it's just fading away from the barrel of Caglione. So Rudy, now a strikeout away from matching his season-high mark of 7, and he's only through 3 1/3. First baseman Blake Mitchell walked against him in the first, now steps up. The pitch, slider, outer half, strike one. Mitchell currently mired in an 0-for-10 stretch. Did get that free pass, though, earlier. 0-1. Laid off high, the fastball at 92, 1-1. Mitchell also a top 10 draft pick, but he was selected last year by Kansas City out of high school. 1-1, swing and a miss. The bat goes flying towards the first base dugout, and it nearly took out Victor Estevez. Mitchell apologetic as he heads over towards that side, and it looks like that actually wasn't Victor. It was Andre Ruscha, who is one of the development coaches the Brewers have here in Wisconsin. So Mitchell grabs the pine tar, which is, of course, obligatory after that occurs. He steps in, and Rudy's got him in a 1-2 count. The right-hander fires. Swing and a miss. Elevated cheese. Two gone. Seven strikeouts and 3 2/3 scoreless for Will Rudy. And you have to imagine his confidence is at an all-time high right now. He looked good through his first three innings, now pitching with a 2-0 lead. He is just pumping the strikes across. Two gone, nobody aboard for Carson Rockefeller, the five-hole hitter. First pitch, that's low. Now Rudy threw 3 2/3, 52 pitches, 34 strikes. Struck out Rock in the first. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Another changeup. It's 1-1. This part of the order is going to see a lot of those pitches right on left. That is a go-to offering for Rudy. 1-1. Sails high with a fastball. 2-1. Rock, the number 28 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB pipeline. Hitters count for him. He leaves the 2-1 outside and works ahead. 3 balls, no strikes. Rudy's last base runner allowed was in the first. He has retired 9 in a row. The 3-1. Hit towards shallow center. Sprinting in Lara. He's got to play it on a hop. Rockefeller at first base with a 2-out single. Not often do you see Luis not get to a ball in center field, and that time he nearly did. Sprinted in as hard as he could, but then last minute slammed on the brakes, knowing it was safer for him to play it off the grass. So Carson Rockefeller picks up his first his first base hit in the postseason. Tying run at the plate now in the switch hitter, Shervin Newton. First pitch, wave and a miss on a fastball. Newton, against lefties, has a higher average than he does against righties throughout his last 2 years in Quad Cities, but the vast majority of his power numbers have come from this side of the plate. 0-1. Bouncer to the right side, second baseman Fields. Arenado flips to Pratt easily and ends the inning. So after the two-run homer from Adams, Rudy responds with two more strikeouts and a fourth straight scoreless frame. We go to the bottom of 4. 2-0 Rattlers on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Rattlers back to the plate for their half of the fourth inning. Quad Cities trailing Wisconsin 2-0 in Game 2 of the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. Matt Wood will lead it off. Five-hole hitter, followed by Eduardo Garcia and Taden Hall. Bandit starter Ethan Bosacker bound back to the hill. Gave up the two-run homer to Adams in the third, but otherwise a scoreless outing. Right on left, first pitch to Wood. Inside? No, it's a called strike, brushed up against the edge. Changeup at 87 for strike one. Infield shifted towards right, playing the left-handed batter to pull. 0-1. That time low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Wood with the high black socks, white cleats, wrist tape on both arms, and a right elbow guard on his right arm. 1-1. sent foul into the berm on the right side. It bounced off something and then shot up in the air. Bosacker's got two strikeouts in his three innings. Will Rudy in his four with seven to match a season high. Ethan peers over the glove. He's got the sign from Omar. He winds the pitch clock all the way down to one. And now fires. Down and outside. Fastball at 88. It's 2-2. The heater for Bosacker has been on the lower side of his range today, which is to be expected at this point of the season. 2-2. Fouled off over the left side. Bosacker this year, a career-high 124 2/3 innings pitched. His last season at Xavier in 2023, he pitched 98 frames. 2-2. Poked in the air, shallow right field. Niven's got a late read, but he's got plenty of time. Takes a step or two in, makes the catch, and picks up the first out. Wood got out in front of a changeup, and all he could do was send it weakly towards left. Bosacker to the back of the mound, cleaning the bottom of his cleats as Eduardo Garcia steps in from the right side. He doubled back in the second inning. First pitch. Slider spun outside, 1-0. Officially dark here at Neuroscience Group Field. No longer dusk. Skies are black, lights on in full capacity. 1-0. Swing and a miss on the slider. 1-1. Of course, game two of the Eastern Division Championship taking place right now. That's over in Eastlake, Ohio. 1-1. Hit well down the left field line. It's going to hook foul onto the berm. Just over the youngster who leaped up to try to make the catch, but goes way behind him underneath the slide in left field. Right now, the Lake County Captains have scored five unanswered to take a 5-4 lead over the Dayton Dragons. They're in the bottom of the sixth there. 1-2 from Bosacker. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Garcia down on strikes. It was another off-speed pitch from Bosacker. Third K of the night for Ethan and the second out in the fourth. Now he's throwing that changeup against righties, and if he can keep that thing going, then it's going to be a good rest of the night for Bosacker. Now he gets a left-handed bat in Taden Hall, and Taden swings through a breaking ball. Strike one. The Captains won game one of the Eastern Division Championship on Tuesday, so they're the ones trying to nail down their championship spot today. 0-1, outside, 1-1. Dayton took a 2-0 lead in the third inning, and they've been outscored 5-2 over the last three innings. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Both of the road teams won their respective game ones. Wisconsin in Davenport, Lake County in Dayton. Both those teams won the first half as well. The 2-1. Wave and a miss. Hall down to a knee as he swings through a breaking ball and falls into a 2-2 hole. So after giving up the homer, three straight outs for Bosacker, including a K. He's going for his second in a row and his fourth in the ball game right here. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Bosacker lets it tick down. Now the 2-2. Low and inside. It almost hit Hall. Skips over Hernandez's glove and goes back to the backstop. Tried to bury one of those back foot breakers, and Hall is lucky his toe didn't get poked. Listed as a catcher on the Rattlers roster, but Hall has not caught since last year. Most of his time spent at first base this season. That's where he's at tonight. 3-2. Called strike three. Change up on the low inside corner. Ethan Bosacker with a wonderful rebound frame. He sets down the Rattlers 1-2-3 in a scoreless four. Off to inning number five, Wisconsin still with a 2-0 lead. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Nothing says you're at a ball game in Appleton like Feng riding around on the warning track, shooting brats into the air with the Bratsuka. Even the River Bandits bullpen getting in on the action. The relievers celebrating a flying bratwurst successfully landing in the pen. Bandits back to the plate offensively here for the top of the fifth. They still trail the Rattlers 2-0 in game two of the West Division Championship Series. They'll have Dickerson, Quillisingham, and Hernandez due up against the right-hander, Will Rudy. First pitch, Dusty takes a fastball for strike one. Rudy's been excellent so far. You don't need me to reiterate that, but he's gone four scoreless innings, allowing two hits, and he's matched his season high with seven strikeouts. 0-1, Dusty takes a slider for a strike on the low outside corner. He didn't love the call from Connor Crowell. Dickerson flew out to right field back in the second inning. One of the few outs put in play by the Bandits this evening. 0-2. Slider missed low. Dickerson starting at shortstop for the second straight postseason game. Spent the most innings at short in the Midwest League this year. Over 890 frames for Quad Cities. 1-2. Good swing. He fouled it into the netting and keeps the at-bat going. Rudy went breaking ball down and away a couple of times, then in classic sequencing threw an upstairs fastball that caught a bit of the zone. Dickerson sent it away. Another 1-2. Back to the slider. Tapped foul towards the Bandits dugout. Dickerson, in his second season with Quad Cities, played some tremendous defense at short. Hit .224 with 9 doubles, 2 homers, and 38 driven in. Another 1-2. That's high. Good take from Dickerson. 2 balls, 2 strikes on number 2, 23-year-old from Laurel, Mississippi. 2-2. Fouled into the netting over by the first base side. Dickerson in his second AB putting together a strong look against Rudy, who seldom has had to go beyond 5 or 6 pitches. Rudy's thrown 65 total pitches tonight, 43 for a strike. He'll try again, 2-2. Right-hander fires. And the slider is poked towards shallow right field near the chalk. Racing over is Fernandez, the right fielder. And it's Arellano, the second baseman, who gets all the way out there and makes the catch right in front of the sidewall warning track. Yadier Arellano has certainly left his mark on this series. The homer yesterday and a really nice catch ranging way away from his normal spot to pick up the out. So with one away and the base is empty, the switch hitting Sam Quillisingham back into the box for the second time. Rudy got him to pop out in the second. First pitch, driven towards left field, shallow, Vargas in, he's got to play it out of bounds. Another base hit for Sam Quillisingham. And Quad Cities gets its third knock of the evening. And what do you know, an opposite field base hit for Sam. He's become the first River Bandit to have hits in each of the first two postseason games this year. Single Tuesday, a single tonight, brings the tying run to the plate in the form of the catcher, Omar Hernandez. Right on right, first pitch. Slider on the outer half for strike one. Now, I mentioned that Hernandez may be misrepresented by his line on Tuesday, but you can't ignore 0 for 4 with 2 double play balls. Middle infield for the Rattlers, hoping for another here. 0-1, popped up, behind home. It's going to get just over the screen and into the fifth row for a foul ball. And bounces up and into the picnic area where somebody picked it up and started to celebrate vigorously. Rudy's 0-2. Take it high. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez striking out in the third. Picked up his first K in his last 16 at-bats. He's great at putting the ball in play, but that's kind of what you want if you're the Rattlers right now. Kulasingham at first. One out. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Rudy got him on a slider, and now the right-hander with a career-high 8 strikeouts through just 4 2/3 innings. What a performance from Will Rudy. Oh, just a beautiful slider spinning away off the low outside corner. Hernandez had no shot. So back to the top of the card for JJ. 2 outs, man at first, the pitch. Fastball missed a bit up, 1-0. Johnson has 3 of Quad City's 8 hits in the postseason. They all came Tuesday. 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground ball tonight. 1-0. That's low. 2-0. Well, Rudy's still effective here in this frame, but third time and second time through the order, Quad City's taking some better at-bats against him. 2-0. Up and in. Johnson leans out of the way, and it's 3-0. Rudy now at 74 pitches in the game. He's worked into the upper 90s at times this year. No activity in the T-Rats bullpen. Same goes for Quad City's relievers. Kulasingham at first with 2 outs. The 3-0 pitch is low and away. Ball 4. Johnson tosses the gear and the bat aside, trots down to first, and extends the inning for Spencer Nivens. Mentioned during the pregame show that Rudy has allowed 4 home runs and 3 starts against Quad Cities this year, and one of the long balls charged to Spencer Nivens. And before he'll face the left-handed bat, Josh Spence, the pitching coach, is going to head out to the hill. He'll bring in the second half of the battery and the infield. We're in the top of the 5th inning at Fox City Stadium. Quad Cities nearing the second half of this ball game, and they have still yet to score in the postseason. 13 2/3 scoreless innings going back to the opener Tuesday. This is something that we are not accustomed to seeing from Quad Cities in the second half. They had some offensive struggles in the first half of the year when the club went just 30-35, but in the second half, the Bandits had one of the best offenses in the Midwest League. Ready to resume action. First and second, 2 outs. The pitch to Spencer Nivens. Tapped foul for strike 1. Obviously, the home run prowess, something that Nivens brings you here. Quad City's down 2-0, but just driving into runs in general, something he was excellent at in the second half. He had 50 RBIs in the final 63 games of the year for QC. Rudy's 0-1. Fastball low and away. 1-1. So Nivens with 19 of his 21 homers with Quad Cities in the second half. 50 of his 58 RBIs in the second half. Just remarkable. 1-1. Poked foul over the third base dugout. That's going to bang off the roof. And now it rolls all the way down into the seating bowl. Will Rudy going for a 5th straight scoreless inning, and if you want to go back to his last regular season start, he's trying to make it 11 in a row. He has not given up a run in the month of September. Bandits down 2-0 in the top of the 5th. Men at first and second, 2 outs. Right-handers 1-2 pitch to Nivens. Up and in. Fastball missed, and it evens the count at 2. Jack Caglione, the 3-hole hitter, waits on deck. Nivens 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a deep fly ball today. 2-2. Line drive past Arenado into right field. Picked up by Fernandez. Kulasingham to the plate. The throw, the tag, kicked away. Runner is safe. Johnson up to third base. Now he stops there. And Nivens up the second. Quad Cities is on the board here in the 5th. Spencer Nivens comes through. He got a fastball right down the pipe, and he got it past Darianamo. Kulasingham scores. Johnson up to third. And now, 2 in scoring position for Caglione. The throw from right, not all that bad. Wood just couldn't hold on to it, and the slide of Coolisingham kicked it away. First pitch, Cags takes outside for ball one. Rattlers just stood a right-hander up in the right center field bullpen. As the Bandits have scored their first run here in the postseason. Huge lead at third from Johnson. 1-0. Tapped foul to the right side, 1-1. There is going to be an error charged on the catcher Wood. The official scorer deeming that that ball should have been caught. Nivens does, though, get the RBI. 1-1. Tapped foul into plate umpire Connor Crowell. It's 1-2. Again, Rudy going to that changeup down in the zone. And that's been where he wants to live against Caglione. Sliders and changeups low and away. Struck him out with a changeup back in the form. Right-hander sets the pitch. Skipped into right field. Base hit. Johnson scores. Here comes Nivens. The throw. Not going to get him. Quad Cities takes the lead. Jack Caglione makes it 3-2 River Bandits. Back-to-back, two-strike, two-out hits for QC. Spencer Nivens and Jack Caglione break through the ice, and the Bandits have their first lead of the playoffs. That's going to spell the end of the night for Will Rudy. Victor Estevez out of the first base dugout. He is going to make a change. And Rudy, as he deserves, getting a nice round of applause from this Rattlers faithful. We'll pause for a pitching change here in Appleton, but not before Quad Cities takes a 3-2 lead.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Taking over for Will Rudy, Wisconsin turns to the right-hander Dekember Sanchez with a man at first base and two outs. Bandits with a 3-2 lead in the top of the fifth. First pitch of his night goes to Blake Mitchell, and it's taken outside for ball one. Caglione 2-for-3 with a two-run go-ahead single. He stands at first. 1-0, swing and a miss from Blake. It's 1-1. Rudy in the first base dugout, sitting on the bench by himself with his head in his hands. Boy, did he put together a terrific outing. Career high 8 strikeouts tonight. 1-1. Slider outside, 2-1. The third time through the order, the Bandits started to get to him. Johnson walked, Nivens RBI single, Caglione RBI single. Mitchell 0-for-1 with a walk himself today, the 2-1. Popped foul over the third base dugout. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bandits have their first runs since the regular season finale back last Sunday. Caglione held it first by Hall. The 2-2 to Mitchell. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball for strike three. So that'll put an end officially to the night for Will Rudy, but Quad Cities takes the lead. 3-2 in the fifth. Bottom half next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Bottom of the fifth here at Fox City Stadium. And for the first time this series, Quad Cities has the lead. It's 3-2. Ethan Bosacker retakes his spot on the hill. He'll pitch to Jeremy Vargas to open up the frame. Right on right, first pitch. Outside for ball one. Vargas, Fernandez, and then the leadoff guy, Luis Lara, do up. Vargas, a strikeout victim back in the second in his only AB of the night. 1-0. Slider down and away. 2-0. Dekember Sanchez officially closed the book on Will Rudy, striking out Blake Mitchell to end the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 pitch. Down and away, 3-0. Final line for Rudy, 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs allowed, 2 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and a career-high 8 strikeouts. 3-0 pitch to Vargas. Jeremy tanks up and in, ball four, out of nowhere. Ethan Bosacker issues his first walk of the night and puts the tying run on base for Eduardo Fernandez. And that's going to send Derek Lewis out to the hill. Understandable. After giving up the two-run homer to Adams, Bosacker had retired four straight, including half of his game's four strikeouts, but right after the pause in action, he walks the eight-hole hitter on four straight pitches. And while DeLue leads the meeting on the hill, Nate Ackenhausen starts to get loose in the left center field bullpen. And Marky Fernandez will be the hitter. He lined out to Dickerson his last time up. A broken bat softliner, not a hot shot that Quad City's got lucky on. Pitch count-wise, Bosacker's at 67. 44 of those 67 pitches have gone for a strike. He's given up two runs on four hits with a walk and four Ks. Ready to resume action. Vargas gets his lead at first. Stole 23 bags in the regular season for the Rattlers. First pitch, he's not going, and the slider does not slide. It's inside for ball one. Wisconsin's fans here at the ballpark re-energized after the leadoff walk. Tying tally aboard. Bosacker's 1-0. Outside half, a called strike one. Bosacker got it in at 88 miles an hour. That's been where his fastball has sat today. Open stance for Fernandez in the right-handed box. 1-1, he checks his swing, takes inside, and moves the count to 2-1. Bosacker again with that slider, just not getting the same kind of late movement on it that he got in the first couple of innings. See if Vargas goes here in a 2-1 count. He does not. The pitch is hit well, but way foul over by the slide in left field. Wow. That one cleared the concourse and had home run distance big time. But he got out in front of a changeup that was middle of the plate in terms of Y-axis, but way too far inside. So the count 2-2. Bosacker redeals. And it's taken. First strike, three at the knees. Fifth K for Bosacker. Out number one in the fifth. That is beautifully located. Little changeup just sunk right to the edge of the zone. And even if Fernandez had swung at that, it probably would have been a ground ball. So a man still at first in the Speedy Vargas, but one out, and Luis Laura up. He's 0 for 2 out of the leadoff spot. First pitch, it's a one-hopper to second. Snagged by Johnson. Spin, throw to Dickerson for one. On to first, a double play. Quad Cities twists it 4-6-3 to eliminate that leadoff walk. Bandits right back to the plate for the sixth, looking to build on a 3-2 lead.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Issuing a four-pitch walk to start the bottom of the fifth inning, Ethan Bosacker gets out of the frame unscathed, picks up a strikeout, and gets Luis Laura to bounce into an inning-ending double play. Carson Rockefort begins the sixth at the plate for Quad Cities. He'll take the first offering from Dekember Sanchez inside for a ball. 5-6 and 7 to face the righty. The pitch. Down and away, 2-0. Rockefort with one of Quad City's five hits, a fourth inning single, also struck out in the first. 2-0. Pulled on the ground towards second base. Arenado fields the high hops, flips to first, and gets an easy out number one. Well, Dekember Sanchez did not pitch in the game Tuesday. He opened the year with the Arizona Complex League team for the Brewers. Made 8 appearances down there, actually 11 appearances down there, before getting the call to Single-A Carolina, where he was one of the best pitchers in Single-A. Shervin Newton now the hitter. He swings through a first-pitch fastball. With the Mudcats, he appeared in 19 games and posted a 1.38 ERA, earning himself a promotion to the Midwest League at the end of August. Made 4 appearances to end the year here in Appleton. 0-1. Swing and a miss again. It's nothing in two. With the Rattlers, that 4.05 ERA, 6 2/3 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts and 1 walk for the right-hander out of Venezuela. 0-2, tapped foul towards the backstop. Newton, a strikeout victim in the second. He crowded out in the fourth. I was mentioning earlier, average-wise, he's better hitting from the right side of the plate, but power-wise, his number is better from the left side, like he is now. 0-2, up and away. Last season with Quad Cities, he hit 300 against lefties, but just 3 homers. against righties. 208 in the average department, but 12 home runs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Newton went fishing on the back foot. Fastball. And that is a full inning work by Sanchez. Three outs, two strikeouts, no base runners. And that'll bring up Dustin Dickerson. Dusty, no K's, but 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a fly ball. Right on right. First pitch sails up and away. He'll get a little bit more zip, Sanchez that is, with his fastball than Rudy was getting in the last inning. Sanchez sitting 93, 1-0. Called strike, low inside corner, 1-1. The Bandits still have Nate Ackenhausen warming up in the bullpen, so I think it's pretty safe to infer that Bosacker is done. The pitch, it's low. And even if he's not done, this fact still rings true. Bosacker finishes his year, at least to this point of the season, going five innings in 14 of his last 15 outings. 2-1. Called strike in the low inside corner, 2-2. Not only an innings eater, but an effective one. Two outs, nobody aboard. Bandits up 3-2 in the sixth. The pitch. Slider inside. It brushes Dickerson off the plate. That was actually a fastball with a little bit of glove side movement. Kemper got a little extra on it at 94, but failed to hit his target. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. Three strikeouts in four batters' face for Dikembe Sanchez. Quad City's down quickly and quietly in their half of the frame. Bottom of six next. 2, 3, and 4 to face Nate Ackenhausen, the lefty out of Quad City's bullpen. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Nate coming in for Quad Cities. The lefty will take over in the bottom of the sixth, trying to hold on to the Bandits' 3-2 lead. Ackenhausen, the former LSU Tiger, gets to start against Cooper Pratt here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch. He takes a called strike at the top of the zone. Dangerous part of the order due up for Wisconsin. Pratt, Adams, and Arellano. Those three combined 3-for-6 with a single, a double, and a two-run homer. Pratt 2-for-2 with that two-bagger. 0-1 pitch. Fouled over the right side. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. Ackenhausen, a late addition to the Bandits roster. Joined the squad during second to last week, in August. Made five appearances out of the Bandits bullpen and threw a combined 9 scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts. He's got Pratt in an 0-2 hole. The lefty delivers. Fouled into the netting. Ackenhausen, 22 years old. The Royals' 10th round pick this year. They took Ackenhausen as I mentioned, out of LSU, where he spent two seasons after opening his college career at Eastern Oklahoma State College. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch to Pratt, and Ackenhausen starts his night like he had so many during the second half of the season with a strikeout. Got Pratt up in the zone. And now his attention turned to Luke Adams, who struck for that two-run homer back in the third. First pitch, outer half, fastball at 92 for strike one. Ackenhausen, a bearded lefty, 6'2", 256 pounds. Heavyweight battle between him and Luke Adams. 0-1. Big curveball, and that is outside, perhaps low. Brooks Conrad asking Connor Crowell where it was. It's 1-1. Nate delivers out of the windup. The pitch. Low and inside. 2-1. Last time we saw Ackenhausen was on the 7th. It was the Bandits' last Saturday regular season game, through two scoreless innings against Beloit. The pitch. That's low, 3-1. Well, you know Adams is more than happy to take his walk. Hasn't worked one of those tonight. Holds the bat up high as he awaits the 3-1. Here it is. Upstairs, ball four. That was a breaking ball that looked like it slipped out of Ackenhausen's fingers. Frustrated, he kicks the dirt to the side as he steps back to the top of the hill. Tying run at first base for Yadier Arunamo. He is 0-2 today, but struck for the homer on Tuesday. A loud blast towards the Ferris wheel. Double play depth for the infield. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Well, the scouting report indicates that Arunamo is a dead pull hitter on the fastball. The pitch. That's low, 2-0. So expect Ackenhausen, if he's going to throw that fastball, to do it outside. Back-to-back off-speed pitches here. It's put him behind 2-0. Adams takes his lead. The pitch. Popped up over the screen out of play. And that was a fastball, one Arunamo wishes he had back. 93 down the middle. His home run Tuesday, his only one against Quad Cities this year, even though he struck for 10 and led the league in hitting. The pitch. Outside, it's 3-1. Ackenhausen with just 2 walks in his first 9 innings as a River Bandit. In his final season at LSU, 22-43 frames. Throw over to first. Adams dives back safely. Caglione knocked down the low throw, using his body as a blocker. He's a big target to throw towards. If I had to choose somebody to make a pickoff move to, I think I'd pick him. 3-1. Line drive, right center field, the base hit. Adams up the second, now turns for third. Kulasingham picks it up in the alley, throws it in, and everybody is safe, including Arunamo with a one-out single, and he has pushed the tying run up to third base with one out. Great piece of hitting there from Arunamo. Fastball middle out, and he went with it. Nice work by Kulasingham to get into the alley and cut it off. The right center field alley here in Appleton is 405 feet away towards the American flag. And if the ball gets past you in that alley, it is a triples alley of sorts. Well, the Rattlers are going to make a move here. They have removed Matt Wood from the game because they're going to bring in Ramon Rodriguez. Another catcher. So this is a good pinch hit spot for Victor Estevez. And there are a number of reasons why. Wood is 0-2 to start the ball game. Rodriguez features a lot more power at the plate. 16 doubles, 10 homers, 38 driven in for Wisconsin this year. And there is no denying the numbers he put up against Quad Cities in particular. He batted 340 with an 11.05 OPS against Quad Cities this year. Five of his 10 homers came against QC in the regular season. So my guess is this will just be a straight-up switch. Derek Lewis just had a quick meeting on the hill with the infield and the pitcher. Perhaps also discussing first and third defense. One out. Here's the first pitch. Ramon takes in the dirt for ball one. Rodriguez played Tuesday, went 0-3. Bandits just stood a right-hander up in the bullpen. Ackenhausen trying to dance his way through this sixth. 1-0 pitch. That is low. Two balls, no strikes. We have not seen Nate struggle with his command like this. There was first month plus with Quad Cities. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Rodriguez chased in the dirt. That was a slider, and he was sitting fastball. Didn't get it. Lefty gets back in the count. Adams walked. He's at third. Arellano at first. The pitch. Bouncer back up the middle. Johnson's got it. Step on the bag for one. On to first. It's a double play. 4-3 to end the inning. Quad Cities turns to the Twin killing for the second straight frame and keeps that 3-2 lead intact. We go to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Wisconsin threatened to tie the game, if not take the lead, in the sixth inning. But Nate Ackenhausen, with men at the corners and one out, gets pinch hitter Ramon Rodriguez to bounce into an inning-ending double play. So we go to the seventh. Quad City still leads 3-2, and they'll have 8-9-1 to face Dikembe Sanchez, who has been perfect thus far out of the bullpen. First pitch, down and away for ball one. Kulasingham has the only hit from the sixth spot in the order down. 1-2 with a single back in the fifth. He sparked that inning's rally. 1-0. High, two balls, no strikes. Sanchez with an inning and a third already under his belt. Three strikeouts as the 2-0 misses high. It's 3-0. Sanchez, just like Ackenhausen, a guy that in a small sample size here in high A has not issued a lot of walks. The pitch. There's a fastball in there. Just one allowed in 6 2/3 frames with the Rattlers this year. The pitch. Inside, ball four. Kulasingham gets out of the way of a wayward slider. And there is another man on for Quad Cities. First base runner since Caglione in the fifth when he gave the Bandits the lead with the two-run single. Nine-hole hitter and catcher Omar Hernandez up to the plate, and he will have to wait for Josh Spence. Pitching coach for the Rattlers going back out there for a third time. So that gives us a moment to check in with the other playoff game happening in the league tonight, and that, of course, is over in Ohio where the Lake County Captains are in the top of the ninth against the Dayton Dragons and on the precipice of punching their ticket to the championship series. They're up 5-4 with one out in the ninth, but Dayton does have the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at first with one out. Dragons are not going quietly. Captains took the first game 4-3. Dragons scored one in the bottom of the ninth and almost came all the way back. And they're trying to do the same thing this evening. Now back here in Appleton, Quad Cities fell behind 2-0 in the third. They're now up 3-2 in the seventh. We resume action with a man at first and no one out. First pitch to Omar Hernandez is a slider for strike one. Prior to this game, Hernandez had not struck out in each of his previous 15 at-bats. Today, 0-2 with two Ks. The pitch. He squares to bunt, pokes it foul just outside the left-handed batter's box. It's going to be strike two. Well, Hernandez tried to lay down a sacrifice with Kula Singham on Tuesday. It was also in the seventh inning, but he popped up towards first base. Tayden Hall made a great sliding catch and then doubled off Kula Singham at first. 0-2, not bunting. The slider's left high. One ball, two strikes. Kula Singham's got some good wheels. Went a perfect 3-for-3 stealing bases in the regular season for Quad Cities. Rattlers have not turned a double play tonight. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Again, the slider gets Hernandez chasing out of the zone. Four strikeouts for Dekember Sanchez. That's a new high A best mark for him. And it's back to the top of Brooks Conrad's card in the form of Justin Johnson. Now, the in-booth monitor just showed a peek into the Wisconsin bullpen. Looks like right-hander Aaron Rund has started to get loose. First pitch to JJ. It is high, maybe inside. Not sure where it missed, but ball one. There is nobody throwing for Quad Cities at the moment, but there is some milling about. 1-0 pitch. Down and away. It skips past Rodriguez, goes back to the backstop. Kula Singham's up the second on a wild pitch. Now remember, Rodriguez came in to pinch hit for Matt Wood in the last inning. Rattlers had runners at first and third with one out. They brought in one of the hottest hitters in the league against Quad Cities, and he grounded into a double play. He is now behind the plate, staying in the game as a straight-up swap. Man, it's second now, the 2-0 pitch. Strike at the knees, fastball at 92. So there goes the potential double play threat, at least a conventional one. Johnson with three hits yesterday, 0-2 with a walk tonight. The pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner, 2-2. The wind has completely died down to the point where I don't think you can say there even is any. All three flags in right center field, completely motionless as we close in on 8:30 Central Time in Appleton, Wisconsin. 2-2. Down and away. Three balls and two strikes. That was another close pitch that Quad Cities winds up on the right side of. Sanchez wheels and deals. Sprayed foul into the seats on the right side. Look out over there. That picnic area, always a landing pad of sorts for foul balls. Johnson battling. Seventh pitch of the AB. Back up the middle. Base hit. Lara sprints to it. Kula Singham stops at third now. Drops the baseball. Picks it up and throws it in. And everybody stays put. Brooks Conrad not risking sending Kula Singham. And Justin Johnson records his fourth hit of the postseason. A little one-out single to keep this rally going. And it looks like Victor Estevez is going to ask for some help. Sanchez left a fastball down the middle at 97, and JJ sent it right back from where it came. Right up the middle. And now men at the corners for Spencer Nivens, but he will not face DeKember Sanchez. Aaron Run jogging in from the Rattlers bullpen. Top of seven here at Fox City Stadium. Rattlers behind, Bandits in front, 3-2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Out of the bullpen for the Rattlers, it's the right-hander Aaron Run who takes over with Bandits at first and third and one out. Quad City's already up by a tally and looking to tack on some more. They'll have Spencer Nivens, the right man for the job at the plate. He gave the Bandits their first run of the playoffs with an RBI single back in the fifth. Kulasingham at third, Johnson at first. Run looks in and deals. First pitch outside for ball one. Rund made 39 appearances out of the Rattlers' bullpen this year and was one of Victor Estevez's most reliable arms, going 4-2 with an even 3 ERA in 57 innings. Here's his 1-0. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 92. 1-1. Rund would have had an ERA well under 3 this year if not for his last appearance of the regular season up in Cedar Rapids. That was on the 7th of September. 1-1 pitch. Through the right side. No, knocked down by Arenado. Flipped the second for one. On to first. Double play. Oh, my goodness. Arenado with the stop at second. And make that Taden Hall with an unbelievable catch at first base. Reaching out up the line. And with the stretch, somehow hauling it in. It's 4-6-3 to end the rally just like that. And it looked like Nivens had himself another RBI now. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time in Appleton. 3-2 Quad Cities. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back.
Bottom of seven here in Appleton. Rattlers trail the Bandits 3-2, but start the inning at the plate with Eduardo Garcia, and he is nutmegged on the first pitch. Nate Ackenhausen just threw it right in between his legs, somehow fitting it through for ball one instead of a leadoff base runner. Garcia 1-for-2 with a double out of the sixth spot today. He takes the 1-0, and it's a strike on the changeup. Well, Ackenhausen labored through the sixth as much as any pitcher has labored tonight, which is not a whole lot. 1-1. Inside again, and that time it hit Garcia off his cleat, and he jogs down the first baseline. Well, Ackenhausen started his day with a strikeout of Cooper Pratt, then walked Luke Adams and gave up a single to Arellano, putting Bennett first and third with one out in the sixth. Ramon Rodriguez came in to pinch hit, and Nate got him to bounce into a double play. So he will have to deal with some more traffic here in the seventh. Man on for Taden Hall, 0-for-2. The left-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch, swings through an inside fastball for strike one. He was the tail end of a fantastic inning-ending double play. The Rattlers turned in the top of the seventh. 4-6-3, Arellano to Pratt to Hall. 0-1. High fly ball, left field. Nivens back onto the warning track with space. He'll make the catch, and back to first goes Garcia. Hall a bit underneath that one, and boy, that was a pitch to hit. 81 down the pipe, and Taden was just not quite ready for it. Now they're showing the flags on the in-booth monitor here because the wind usually blows out to left in some way, shape, or form. Not the case now. Hall getting no help from Mother Nature. And with a right-handed bat and Jeremy Vargas coming up, looks like Brooks Conrad is headed out to the hill. There is a right-hander in the bullpen. Can't quite make out who it is right now, but he'll be jogging in shortly. Brooks Conrad's going to pull the plug on Ackenhausen, who goes an inning and a third scoreless. He's now gone 10 and a third scoreless since joining the River Bandits roster. We're paused for another pitching change as the managers move the chess pieces around the board. Quad Cities up 3-2 with one out in the bottom of the seventh. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The new pitcher for Brooks Conrad is the right-hander Chase Isbell, who is jogged in from Quad City's bullpen. And he will face Jeremy Vargas with a man at first and one out. Quad City's up 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Isbell replaces Nate Ackenhausen, who, as I mentioned, went an inning and a third scoreless, allowing a hit, one walk, and picking up a strikeout. He is, of course, though, responsible for Eduardo Garcia, whom he hit with a pitch to open the inning. Jeremy Vargas, the man to greet Isbell. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, Eduardo Fernandez. Right on right, Isbell out of the stretch. Runner goes. First pitch is strike. Throw to second base. Not in time. Garcia in safely, and he was almost fooled on Johnson's deke. Tried to bluff like it was into center field, but he stays put and now shares a laugh with JJ. Johnson almost had him. Pointed back behind him, and Garcia turned his head quickly but didn't move. Isbell back to work. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Vargas just 2-for-24 against the River Bandits since the middle of July. He was 1-for-3 on Tuesday, 0-for-1 with a walk this evening. Isbell's 1-1. High 2-1. Now Chase opened up the year in Columbia, but earned a promotion to Quad Cities before the end of the first half. Made 20 appearances out of the Bandits bullpen, posting a 1-2 record with a 4.50 ERA, 31 strikeouts to 9 walks in 28 innings. Here's his 2-1 to Vargas. Outside, 3-1. Now, a walk here, by no means the worst thing in the world. The first base open and one out. It puts the double play opportunity on the table and walks the man aboard for the 9-hole hitter. Let's see how aggressive he pursues Vargas here. Right-hander's 3-1 pitch. Called strike. He attacks him and puts it on the inner half at 94. Vargas looked to be taking all the way. Isbell celebrating his 24th birthday today, a native of Birmingham, Alabama. His 3-2. Lifted down the right field line and shallow. It's going to drop for a base hit. Coolisingham races over. Garcia races home. And Vargas is into second with an RBI double. The game is tied at 3. Isbell went in with the fastball. And Vargas was jammed. But he winds up with an inside-out swing that plopped the ball down the right field line, an area where Coolisingham was not going to be able to get to with a right-handed batter at the plate. Just like that, we're knotted up again. Each team with 3 runs on 6 hits. Wisconsin with the go-ahead tally at second and one out for Fernandez. He's looking to snap an 0-for-2 start. First pitch from Isbell. Curveball shanked into the screen for a strike. On a 12-6 bite on that one. I don't know how Fernandez got a piece. Now that run charged to Ackenhausen. Garcia reached on his hit by pitch. So Nate gives up his first run as a River Bandit in the playoffs. Chase looks to second. His 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut through a 95-mile-per-hour heater. But he came up empty. It's 0-2. Isbell not trying to be crafty there at all. That was, I mean, right smack down the middle at 95. But when you can ramp up the heater like that, why not? A challenge me pitch and a challenge won by Isbell. 0-2 count, man at second, one away. Here's the pitch. Scooped foul over the first base dugout, out of play. An update from the Eastern Division. Lake County has officially won and punched its ticket to the Midwest League Championship. They sweep Dayton 2-0. 5-4 the final this evening at Classic Auto Group Park. So the championship this season will go through East Lake, Ohio. 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, stopped by Hernandez. 1-2. Bandits did not play Lake County this year. They did go there last season. But Lake County has not played in Davenport since before the team became a Royals affiliate. Way back to the Astros era for Quad Cities. 1-2 pitch. Tapper to the left side foul. 1-2. Obviously not to get ahead of ourselves, but an interesting storyline that could develop. Should the Bandits pull out a win today and do so again tomorrow. Rattlers, though, not going quietly. They fell behind 3-2 in the fifth, and they're back here in the seventh. Good AB here from Edwarki. Isbell's 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him on a heater. Once again, Isbell saying, here's the number one. Try to hit it. And Fernandez's swing was late. So back to the top of the order for the fourth time tonight. It's the center fielder, Luis Lara. He is 0-for-3. He has not struck out. He is a speedster. He'll bat left-handed against the righty Isbell, who looks back at the runner And with two strikes or 2 seconds on the pitch clock, delivers. It's fouled out of play over the left side. Despite all of his bouncing around the lineup, Lara with 41 RBIs this year for the Rattlers, 19 doubles, 4 homers, and any kind of slow roller is no guaranteed out. He has excellent wheels. A one. Outside, 1-1. After Lara, it's that gauntlet of Pratt, Adams, and Arellano. If you're Chase, you'd love to get this out here and face those guys with the bases empty in the next frame. Dickerson was holding the runner, but now backs off. 1-1, swing and a miss. Nice little slider that I guess Lara got a piece of, but it went right into Hernandez's glove, and it's 1-2. Isbell entered the game, gave up the game-tying RBI double to Vargas, but just struck out Fernandez and now has Lara against the ropes in a 1-2 count. Isbell fires. Got him! Called strike, 3 at the knees, and Lara is giving Connor Crowell a piece of his mind before going back to the dugout. Holy mackerel, that was right up in his chili. And, wow, restraint on both ends to make sure that didn't go to anything further. Chase Isbell, though, gets the job done. He limits the damage, picking up a couple of strikeouts after the inherited run scored. We go to the top of the eighth here in Wisconsin. Bandits trying to get back into the lead. We're tied at 3 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Back to the top of the eighth here in Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. A back-and-forth ball game between the River Bandits and the Rattlers in Game 2 of the Midwest League West Division Championship. 3-4-5 to hit for the Bandits. The game tied at 3. Jack Caglione leads it off against Aaron Rund. First pitch hit high in the air. Deep right field. That is hooking. Where is it? It's foul. Oh, my goodness. Tyler Hovick, the crew chief, down the first baseline, putting two hands up, saying it was to the right of the pole. It had home run distance and then some. Instead, allowed strike one. Jack is 2-for-4 today. The pitch. Inside, 1-1. His first hit, the Bandits' first hit of the game in the opening frame. He then struck out in the fourth and put Quad Cities up 3-2 with a two-run single in the fifth. 1-1. Grounder to the right side. Sharply hit, but fielded by Arellano. Sidearm sling to first is in time. And the dangerous Caglione is retired for the first out. Well, if you're going to feel the ball hit by Cags, on the ground is the way to go. And now Blake Mitchell steps in. Blake is 0 for his last 12 at the plate, going back to the final games of the regular season. 0-for-2 with a walk out of the 4 spot today. Rund kicks and fires. Popped in the air, left field side. Long run over for Vargas, but it's going to drift foul, landing right next to the tarp and then bouncing onto the berm. Vargas kind of ran into the wall, but is able to use his arms to soften the contact. Rund came in for Dikembe Sanchez in the seventh inning. Dikembe's final line, an inning and a two-thirds scoreless. He worked around one hit and a walk and struck out four for a high A season high. Got Spencer Nivens to bounce into a 4-6-3 double play. That's Rund who did that. Came in for Sanchez and put a stop to the rally. Mitchell back in the box. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off plate umpire Connor Crowell. It's strike two. And that caught Connor on the inside of the right foot. He's okay, though. Checked behind him to make sure the ball wasn't still sticking around. 0-2. Backdoor slider, well outside. One ball, two strikes. Top of the eighth at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Just like Tuesday, the ball game even in almost every single way. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Mitchell down on a changeup. Strike three. First K for Rund, who in the regular season had just under one per inning. Now here's Carson Rockeford. The line score reads, each team, 3 runs, 6 hits. Rattlers have the game's only air. First pitch. Rock takes a slider outside. Bandits are 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Rattlers 2-for-9. Both bullpens have had to work their way out of sticky situations. 1-0. Fastball, low inside corner at 95, strike one. Rockeford, 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth inning. And if he gets on, great speed would represent the go-ahead tally. The pitch. Inner half, a called strike two. Runs with a two-seam fastball at 96. And he is firing it across. A 25-year-old right-hander from Angier, North Carolina. It is college ball over in the Big South Conference for Campbell. 1-2 pitch. Pulled foul to the right side. A Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina. They are the Fighting Camels. How about that for alliteration? The Campbell Fighting Camels. 1-2 again. In the dirt, Rockeford lays off the slider, and it's 2-2. Rund was a UDFA out of college. Spent 2023 after his NCAA career finished in the Frontier League, playing Indy ball with the Florence Yalls. Caught the Brewers' attention. 2-2. Fouled into the netting. Nice AB from Rockeford. Carson played his college ball at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. 22-year-old, a former Ragin' Cajun. The Royals' competitive balance round B pick a year ago. Another two-strike delivery. Popped up, third base side. Again, that's going to find the seats despite several Rattlers running towards the sidewall. There is still action going on in a regular season capacity in the Royals farm system. Single A Columbia wrapped up its campaign last week. Double and Triple A are still playing. They're in the late stages of their contests tonight. Another 2-2. That's low. Check swing. He clearly did not go. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Correction, a full count on Rockeford. This has been one of the better battles of the game. Next pitch from Rund will be his 9th of the plate appearance. Rock trying to find his way on with Shervin Newton waiting on deck. Payoff pitch. Down and in, ball four. What an at-bat from Carson Rockeford. He draws his 8th walk in the last 8 games. And Rund's 2-out free pass is going to keep the frame alive. There is nothing a pitching coach likes less than the 2-out walk. And now the Rattlers pitching coach, Josh Spence, is going to make his 4th visit of the game. He He's out to the hill to talk with Rodriguez, Rund, and the rest of the Rattlers infield. Over at the AAA level, the Omaha Storm Chasers have a nice lead over the Toledo Mudhens. They're in the top of the ninth at Werner Park, and Omaha leads 7-1. There's a pitcher's duel going on between the two Arkansas ball clubs. Travelers in front of the Naturals, 1-0 in the top of the eighth inning at Arvest Ballpark. A combined 4 hits, 2 apiece, and 2 errors in the game, 1 apiece. Here in Appleton, Bandits and Rattlers tied at 3, top of the eighth inning. Game 2 of the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. Rockeford at first. Here's the pitch to Sherva Newton. Switch hitter, bats left-handed, and we'll watch Rockeford dive back on the pickoff throw. Carson with 34 stolen bases in the regular season. He had the only stolen base in the game Tuesday. Run delivers. There goes Rock. The pitch is swung at and lifted to left field. Vargas backpedals, jumps up, can't make the catch. It's off the warning track and up against the wall. Rockeford scores, and Sherva Newton has put the Bandits back in front. 4-3 on an RBI double. Vargas did not read that one well. He backpedaled towards the fence, played it off the track and off the wall, and with Rockeford's speed, he is scoring from first the whole way. Sherva Newton grabs his first knock of the postseason in big-time go-ahead fashion. Two-out rally ain't done yet, though. Here's Dustin Dickerson with a man at second. Right on right, first pitch. Slider, outer half, strike one. Bandits have now had 2 different leads in this game. 3-2 in the fifth, 4-3 in the eighth. Run kicks and fires. Fouled over the first base side, out of play. I was mentioning Aaron's last outing of the regular season against Cedar Rapids on the seventh. He faced 10 batters but picked up just 2 outs. Gave up 8 runs on 7 hits. Now, 3 of them unearned. But still, a very rough outing for him. 0-2 to Dickerson. Slider down and away. Today, he started off with an inning and a third scoreless until Carson Rockeford worked that 9-pitch walk to allow Newton to double him home. 1-2. Tapped foul into Rodriguez, the catcher. For the Rattlers, they'll have the right guys in the order to spark a rally themselves. Coming up in the bottom of the eighth, Pratt, Adams, and Arellano. 2-3 and 4 hitters. The Bandits with activity in the pen. 1-2 to Dusty. Inside. He gets the legs out of the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, it looked like Rund was just going to cruise through this inning. And all of a sudden, his pitch count up to 25. Lots of room on the right side for Dickerson as Arellano holds Newton. 2-2. Down and away, the slider laid off of, and the count full. Quad Cities is putting together its best plate appearances of the ball game here in the eighth. At least the best two for Rockeford and Dickerson, that's for sure. Let's see what Rund turns to here. Set above the belt, now he fires. Fastball inside, he walked him. Just off the plate. And Quad Cities gets a third consecutive two-out base runner. A lot of arm side movement on Run's fastball. And that time it sold him out. Looks like down in the Rattlers bullpen, Baden Root is starting to get loose and perhaps trying to allow him some time. The catcher Ramon Rodriguez out to the hill. Sam Kulasingham is the hitter. He's in the eighth spot for Brooks Conrad, but his performance lately befitting of somebody who hits much higher on the card. Kulasingham, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk today. Scored the first run of the ball game for the Bandits in the fifth. Crowd has calmed down considerably here in the top of the eighth as the Bandits continue to grind out runners. Rund ready to go back to work. First pitch. Kulasingham swings through a breaking ball. It's strike one. Kulasingham, an excellent athlete. In addition to his baseball skills, an all-conference soccer player back in high school down in Holly Springs. A one. Wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Not too often do you see the soccer-baseball tie. You see football, you see basketball. Soccer, a little bit different. Goes to show, though, his footwork excellent, and part of the reason why he's been so successful in right field this year for Quad Cities, despite very little experience out there. 0-2 pitch. Slider hit in the air, right field, shallow. Fernandez jogging in underneath it. He makes the catch and ends the inning. The Bandits, though, back in front. Shervin Newton capitalizes on Rockeford's two-out walk. He doubles off the left field wall to put the Bandits ahead 4-3. To the bottom of eight we go on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Cities with a 4-3 lead. We enter the bottom of the eighth, and a new pitcher comes on in lefty Chaz Martinez. He will face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Wisconsin, beginning with Cooper Pratt. First pitch, up and away for ball one. Bandits back in front, thanks to a two-out rally against Aaron Rund. Carson Rockeford drew a nine-pitch walk, before Shervin Newton struck for an RBI double. 1-0. Outside to Pratt. Two balls, no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 with a single and a double of his own in the game. Scored a run on Adams' two-run homer in the third. Martinez with a deep breath, the 2-0. Way outside, three balls, no strikes. Chaz, 24 years old from San Pedro, California, 6'4", 220 pounds, and one of the best pitchers in high A during the second half of the season, where he posted a 1.21 ERA. 3-0 pitch, way outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to start the game for Martinez. And that puts the game-tying run at first base with no one out, and the dangerous Luke Adams stepping up. Well, Martinez finishing off the regular season with a scoreless inning streak of 7 1/3. A stretch where he gave up just two hits and one walk while striking out four. Adams, 1-for-2 with a homer and a walk. He takes a breaking ball on the inner half for strike one. The slider at 78. Martinez gets one across. This is technically Chaz's 36th outing of the year. You include his regular season showing. He did not play in the game Tuesday. He is the third reliever used by Brooks Conrad tonight. Pratt held at first by Caglione. 0-1. Slider inside, perhaps low that time. 1-1. Well, Adams more than happy to step into one of those inside pitches. You got to be careful working in against him. Martinez not afraid thus far. Here's his 1-1. Breaking ball. Called strike. A curveball dipped in there. That was at the top of the zone. And I guess Adams not looking for that. It's 1-2. Boy, oh boy. The pitch. Fastball fouled over the right side. Martinez takes over for Chase Isbell, who allowed an inherited run to score. But his line reads two-thirds scoreless. One hit, no walks, and two of the Bandits pitching staff's eight strikeouts tonight. Martinez trying to make it nine. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled into the netting. The pesky Adams stays alive. Arellano on deck. And after that, Ramon Rodriguez. Bandits up 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Wisconsin sending its best hitters to the plate here in the frame. Another 1-2. Popped him up. Third base side, Shervin Newton. Calls everybody off, makes the catch, and picks up a big first out for Martinez. Adams got another good pitch to hit. That was a breaking ball middle in, and he just couldn't get on top of it. He was clearly sitting fastball there and just never got one. See what Chaz does against Arellano. Another left-on-right matchup, the southpaw deals. Check swing, he clearly went around. Slider chased low for strike one. Arellano started the game 0-for-2, singled in the sixth inning. Pratt still at first after the leadoff walk. 0-1, breaking ball, chopped towards third. Newton bobbles it, picks it up, throws to first, and pulls Caglione off the bag. He tags Arellano for the out on the way down. Pratt safe at second base on the 5-3. Boy, that was close. Newton mistimed the hop, charging in from third. The short hop off his wrist, able to recover, and then Caglione with an athletic play to jump off the base away from Arellano. Make the catch and then tag the runner without any sort of interference being called. That said, the Rattlers have the tying run at second base with two outs for a Bandits killer in Ramon Rodriguez. First pitch. Club towards left field. In the corner goes Nivens. He looks up. It's off the wall. In to score is Pratt. The game is tied. Ramon Rodriguez with an RBI double. And that first base dugout is going nuts. This guy, time and time again, has just obliterated every River Bandits pitcher he's faced. Doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter when it is. That was not a bad pitch from Martinez. Breaking ball on the low inside corner at 79. And perhaps after seeing so many of those off-speed pitches come in, Rodriguez ready for it. He stayed behind it and drove it off the wall. And now Brooks Conrad is out of that third base dugout. Chaz Martinez frustrated, kicking the dirt, rubbing up the baseball, and Brooks is going to make a move towards the pen. Martinez goes two-thirds here in the eighth, gives up a run, and is responsible for Rodriguez at second base. Now it's the Rattlers rallying with two outs. We're tied at four in the eighth.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
City's rallied to take a two-out lead in the top of the eighth. Here in the bottom half, Wisconsin has done it themselves. Cooper Pratt led off the inning with a walk. Chaz Martinez then retired Luke Adams and Yadier Arenamo. But on the first pitch to Ramon Rodriguez, the catcher lines one off the left field wall for a game-tying double. And now he stands at second with two away for Eduardo Garcia. And the right-hander Ben Sears takes over on the mound for Quad Cities. Sears, the high A saves leader with 15 in the regular season. He threw a scoreless frame against the Rattlers on Tuesday. First pitch, Garcia yanks it foul, a slider onto the berm on the left side, strike one. Quad City's bullpen, especially in these last couple of innings, has not thrown a lot of fastballs, at least Martinez and Sears. Isbell leaned on it quite a bit before Chaz took over. Garcia, 1-for-2 with a double, a one. Another slider, foul back to the backstop, 0-2. Sears made a team-high 44 appearances for the Bandits in the regular season. He went 2-3 with a 3.28 ERA. Posted a 1.21 whip and a 2.44 opponent batting average. He has been dynamite in these situations this year. Go-ahead run at second, two outs, 0-2 to Garcia. Tap foul off his foot. Stops a foot and a half in front of the right-handed batter's box. Count holds. Sears, the big, lengthy right-hander. 6'6", 210 pounds, 24-year-old out of Rhode Island. Royals picked him up in the 2022 draft. 14th round selection out of the University of Houston, where he spent two collegiate seasons. Garcia's going to take a timeout here, 0-2. Adjust his gloves and now step back in. Sears shakes off the first sign from Hernandez. And now Omar trying to ask for time again. He's not getting it. Signs relayed. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. 0-2. Just fouled away. No, it's a drop third strike. Garcia going to first base. Chaos as the throw goes down to Caglione to see if there's an out. They signal out. What on earth just happened? Eduardo Garcia checked his swing, made contact. At least he thought it was a foul ball. Then he started running down to first. Put on the brakes. Connor Crowell stepped out from behind home, threw his hands up, and the ball went down to first. And they called him out. Take a look at the replay up here in the booth. We'll see what we see. Looked like just a whiff off of Hernandez. Eduardo thought it was a drop or a strike, or no, he thought it was a foul ball, as did Hernandez. Until nothing happened, they both went their separate ways, and it winds up being the end of the inning. A chaotic one, a strikeout of the books for Sears. That pushes us to the ninth. Still tied at four on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. It has been an unbelievable game, too, here in the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. Rattlers and Bandits tied at four entering the ninth. Omar Hernandez leaded off for Quad Cities, facing Baden Root, and he takes the first pitch through the right side for a leadoff single. Just like that, the go-ahead run on base. Hernandez started his night 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, and this time he wasn't waiting around. Root tried to sneak a first-pitch fastball past him, and Hernandez was ready to go. So just like that, the right-hander with traffic to face. And it's back to the top of the order for Justin Johnson. 1 for 3 with a single and a walk. First pitch. Skip towards the backstop. Up the second goes Hernandez. No throw. And that one, as wild of a pitch as you're going to see. Root threw it way in front of the dish. And now time is called. Here comes Josh Spence, the Rattlers pitching coach. Now Root made just 3 wild pitches in the regular season for Wisconsin. But a couple of those actually against Quad Cities. So now JJ, at the very least, just trying to put the ball on the ground to the right side and allow Hernandez up to third if he's not driving him in himself. Quad Cities has scored in 2 innings today. They scored 3 runs in the 5th to take a 3-2 lead. They scored 1 run in the top of the 8th to take a 4-3 lead before Wisconsin tied it up on Ramon Rodriguez's RBI double in the bottom of the 8th. JJ back in the box after the mound meeting. Hernandez at second. Root's 1-0. Slider down the middle for strike one. Root made 26 appearances for the Rattlers this year. Went 3-3 with a 4.54 ERA. This season, his first in High A, Wisconsin. 1-1. Slider chopped towards short. Pratt fields. Hernandez breaks for third. Cooper lost a handle. His throw to first is not in time. Everybody is safe. The go-ahead run up to third. As soon as Pratt got the baseball, he was thinking about throwing the ball to third base. He could not cleanly transfer from his glove to his throwing hand. It popped up in the air, and by the time he could get a throw to first, JJ was well safe. So just like that, men at the corners, nobody out. Here is Spencer Nivens. First pitch, JJ tanks off for second. He will get in without a throw. Ball one to Nivens. Spencer is 1 for 4. He drove in Quad City's first run of the postseason with a single in the 5th. 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. Hernandez a bit off. Make that Nivens a bit off on what looked like a changeup. Johnson safe at first base. On an error, of course. He gets credit for a steal of second. 1-1. Fouled over the third base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Jack Caglione waits on deck. He is 2 for 3. We saw the Rattlers using the most dangerous part of its order to spark something in the 8th. Quad Cities now in that situation in the 9th. Game tied at 4, 2 in scoring position, no one out. Roots, 1-2. Pulled foul down the right field line. He was just in front of it. Got a breaking ball on the low inside corner at 84. Nivens flung the hips open. And
and it was just a touch in front. Midwest League Player of the Month in August. Likely a Midwest League All-Star this year. Trying to come through again. 1-2. High fly ball, center field. That should be deep enough. Lara gets behind it, makes the catch. Both runners tag. Throw goes to third. Johnson is safe, and safe at home is Hernandez. Ball gets past Adams, and in to score is Johnson. 6-4 Quad Cities. Spencer Nivens delivers, and the Bandits tack on an extra run on an error. Throw from Lara got past Adams at third base, and Quad Cities has taken its third lead of the ball game. Go ahead and give Nivens his second RBI. Now bases clear for Kags. One out. He takes a slider low. It's ball one. Caglione gave the Bandits their first lead back in the fifth inning, a two-run single. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. A slider a bit low. Caglione went after it. It's one ball, one strike. Bandits now up to 6 runs on 8 hits in the game. Wisconsin has committed 3 errors and 2 in the last 2 innings. 1-1. Called strike, top of the zone, 1-2. 2 in the last inning, I should say. An error charged to Luke Adams for not stopping the ball at third base. Here's Roots, 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nice take from Caglione. Blake Mitchell waits on deck, hoping for an opportunity with a man on. 2-2 on the way. Inside, it caught Caglione on the leg. Right off the front knee and over by the Bandits dugout. Caglione showing no pain whatsoever. Tosses the bat aside and starts heading down to first. And he wore it right where the bottom and top half of the leg connect. But he's okay. So Roots struggling through this inning. His defense hasn't helped him out. Things tougher now. Man on, one out for Mitchell. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got past him. Caglione was hit 3 times in his first 29 games with Quad Cities. Roots pitch. Down and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. There's nobody warming in Quad City's bullpen. Ben Sears has been more than capable of closing down multi-inning saves this season. 1-1. Slider poked foul down the left side. It is 1-2. Now, of course, this is no longer a save situation for Sears. He'd be pitching for the win. Blake's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk today. Root trying to pick up the second out of the inning at the very least. 1-2. Fly ball, left center field and shallow. Ranging into the alley is Vargas. Now he gives way to Lara. Center fielder takes charge, makes the catch, and tosses it back in towards second. So 2 down. Root does get Mitchell. He jammed him with a high and tight fastball. Now it's over to Carson Rockeford, who put together one of the best ABs of the series back in the eighth, drawing a 2-out walk to spark that 8th-inning rally. First pitch. Slider finds the inner half for strike one. A right-on-left matchup, so any sort of slider or breaking ball from Root moving in on the hands of the left-handed batter. Caglione held it first by Hall. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider, a little bit lower in the zone, and it's 0-2. Shortstop Pratt shaded up the middle. He watches the hurler. 0-2. just a bit low. Good changeup, but off the plate. Better take from Rock. He's now picked up walks in 8 of his last 8 ball games. Or has 8 total walks over his last 8, I should say. 1-2. Another slider missed low. Count evens. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Even with a left-handed bat up, Root has not been afraid to throw the breaker. It's been sitting 83-85 this evening. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball, and he elevates it to get the strikeout. So Root strands a man on, but not before Quad Cities scores twice. Spencer Nivens with a sack fly and extra tally on an air. We go to the bottom of the ninth here in Appleton. It's 6-4 Quad Cities. The Bandits 3 outs away from evening this series.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
As expected, Ben Sears retakes his spot on the hill, trying to pick up the final 3 outs here in the ninth. Quad Cities with a 6-4 lead. Rattlers send Hall, Vargas, and Fernandez to the plate against the right-hander. First pitch, Hall takes outside for ball one. Spencer Nivens, per usual, delivering a clutch swing for the Bandits. A sack fly gave Quad Cities a 5-4 lead. 1-0. Outside, 2-0. But that 5-4 lead lasted about 10 seconds, as on the same play, Justin Johnson tagged from second up to third, and the throw from center field to third got away from Adams, and Johnson scored as well. 2-0. Hall fouls it over the screen for strike one. Tayden is 0-for-3 tonight. He is 0-for-6 in this series with 4 strikeouts. Defensively, he's been great at first, but at the plate, he has struggled. 2-1 from Sears. Fastball inside. It's 3-1. Hall did not face Ben in his scoreless ninth inning Tuesday. Sears pitching for a victory as opposed to a save here. 3-1. Down the middle, a called strike on the fastball. That was a good pitch to swing at, but Hall was looking for something else. 3-2 pitch. Low and away, ball four. That is just off the black. And Tayden Hall is safe for the first time in the series. And it puts the tying run at the plate at Jeremy Vargas. A little two-seam fastball from Sears that just ran off the outer edge. Vargas, I documented earlier his recent struggles against Quad Cities. But in this ball game, 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a walk. His RBI double tied the game in the 7th at the time. First pitch, slider inside for ball one. Rattlers have committed three errors in the game. It's cost them mightily. The Bandits have not committed any. 1-0. Inner half, a called strike one, and the fans, nor did Jeremy Vargas like that call. Bandits could use a ground ball here to let that defense work and turn a double play. The pitch. Inside, it's 2-1. Quad Cities has twisted it two times today. They did so a couple of times on Tuesday. It's been one of the best pieces to their team this year. 2-1. Ground ball to the left side. Diving is Dickerson. He knocks it down but has no throw. The ball gets loose in the left center field, and Vargas is safe with an infield single. Not only the tying runs in play now, but also the winning run to the plate in Eduardo Fernandez. Sears got the ground ball he was looking for, but it was up the middle. Dickerson dove, knocked it down, but couldn't pick it cleanly. And it looks like Victor Estevez is going to try to make some kind of move here. And sure enough, he is going to call upon a pinch hitter. It will not be Eduardo Fernandez, and instead, it is Hedbert Perez. And while he gets ready to swing, River Bandits pitching coach Derek Lewis has headed out to the hill. This is Perez's first postseason action, as he did not play Tuesday. Played in just 19 games with Wisconsin after getting a call-up earlier this year from Carolina. The Caracas, Venezuela native hit .219 with five doubles, two homers, and nine driven in his time in High A. So Fernandez, 0-3, he'll stay on the bench. Hedbert Perez, the left-handed bat to face the righty Sears, with Bennett first and second and no one out. First pitch, swing and a miss on the slider. It's 0-1. Hall walked to start the inning. Vargas just recorded an infield single. Butler's trying to tie the game up yet again. The pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit. Nivens picks it up on a hop. They'll have to stop everybody after 90 feet. Wisconsin has loaded the bases. Hedbert Perez, ice cold off the bench, has turned the temperature up here in Appleton. And now Victor Estevez making another move. Looks like he wants a pinch runner over at first base. Jose Acosta is now coming in. He'll run for Perez. We've seen Jose fill a number of different roles for Wisconsin this year, including pitcher earlier this season, but this is a more traditional role for him. So Jose Acosta enters the pinch run. Bases juice for Luis Lara, the leadoff man. First pitch. Fouled over the left side. It's strike one. Nervous time here in Appleton. What a ball game this has been. Truly as back and forth as you could ask for. Ben Sears came on, closed out the eighth inning with a strikeout, but has not recorded an out in the ninth. The Rattlers have loaded the bases. 0-1 pitch. Slider, top of the zone, a called strike two. Lara has been quiet in this series. He is 0-8. 0-4 in the leadoff spot tonight. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. Sears takes a long look in for his sign. He's got it. 0-2. Fouled over the left side. Lara's going to be pesky. He's more than happy to foul off several two-strike pitches. And again, with his speed, anything on the ground is in no way, shape, or form a guaranteed double play. But up by one, the Bandits can concede a run for two outs. 0-2 again. Slider missed low. Close, but no cigar. That's a heck of a two-strike pitch from Ben Sears, who's going to get a visit from his catcher, Omar Hernandez, and the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Bandits are playing with their backs against the ropes, with their season on the line. Use whatever cliche you want. Game one Tuesday, a 1-0 final. This ball game, much more traditional, filled with big swings, big pitches, great defense, at least for Quad Cities. And everything you could ask for. Boy, it's coming down to the wire tonight. Lara back in the box. 1-2. Soft grounder to short. Dickerson fields to JJ for one. His throw to first is high. Runner is safe at first. In to score is Hall. And up to third is Vargas. It's a 6-5 ball game. Tying run 90 feet away. Winning run at first with one out. It's going to be an RBI fielder's choice for Lowry, who hit the ball softly to short. With his speed, that's a tough play to begin with. And then for Johnson, he kind of fell over on the ball to first. Legs came out from underneath him, not because of a malicious slide from Acosta, just the way his momentum took him. And now here is the number two prospect in the Brewers system, Cooper Pratt, with men at first and third and one out. Wisconsin down one. First pitch, runner from first takes off, throw to second, not going to get Laura. He is in safely with a head first dive. Oh, what a gutsy play from Luis Laura. First pitch stealing, the throw from Hernandez was good but a bit late, and Laura made sure he was safe with a nice slide around the outside corner of the bag. Swipe tag from Johnson just a bit late, and now the Bandits may ponder an intentional walk. With one out, two in scoring position, Sears is going to pitch to Pratt. Infield comes in, one out. First pitch. Fouled over the first base side at strike one. Each team has scored in the last two innings. We've seen runs in each of the last five half innings. Sears is ready. 1-1. Down and away, snatched by Hernandez, nearly to the backstop. It's two balls, one strike. Well, now it's in one of those situations where maybe you get behind in the count, you just put him on. No signal, though, for the walk. 2-1. Into right field, drops for a hit. One run scores. Here comes Laura, the throw to the plate. Got him! Throw to second! Not in time. Safe is Pratt. It's going to be an RBI single to tie the game at 6. What a throw from right field. Sam Kulasingham guns down the winning run in Luis Laura. Holy mackerel. Unbelievable play at the plate. They had Lara beat by a mile. Hernandez held on to it, made the tag. And now with Luke Adams stepping up, the crowd gives him the greeting he wants. And he's trying to give them the finish they want. Winning run at second. Game tied at 6 in the bottom of the 9. First pitch to Adams. Slider called strike in the low outside corner. So give Pratt an RBI single up the second on the throw. Adams 1-for-3, a 2-run homer in the third. The pitch. Slider poked into shallow right. It's a base hit. Here comes Pratt. The throw from right, not going to get him. Wisconsin walks it off and steals game two and punches its ticket to the championship. The party goes all the way into center field. The mascots have broken out the flags. The Gatorade is flying, and this crowd in a frenzy. Rattlers scored 3 in the 9th to walk off Quad Cities 7-6. It ends the River Bandits' magical second half run. Luke Adams delivers the biggest hit of the season for Wisconsin. Ben Sears with a pitch on the low outside corner, blooped down the right field line. Kula Singham got to it as quick as he did, but he never had a chance with how softly it looped into the grass. Pratt scores, and the Rattlers win the game in walk-off fashion. Just a magical finish for Wisconsin and a true heartbreaker for the Quad Cities River Bandits. The post-game show comes your way next. Bandits fall to the Rattlers in Game 2 and are swept in the Midwest League West Division Championship Series. Tonight they fall 7-6.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
For the final time tonight and for the final time in the 2024 season, we welcome you back to the River Bandits Baseball Network. Kyle Kirchvill with you for the River Bandits postgame show. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers deal the Bandits an absolute heartbreaker in Game 2 of the Midwest League West Championship Series. The Bandits took a 6-5 lead into the bottom of the ninth. The Rattlers not only tie it, but they win it Luke Adams with the game winner, an RBI single blooped into right center field. Cooper Pratt, the number two prospect in the Brewers organization, scores the winning run. And this place has been just absolute pandemonium for the last 5 or 6 minutes. The River Bandits' incredible second half run comes to an end. There are still guys sitting in that third base dugout just in disbelief right now, and you cannot blame them. Quad Cities had one of the best closers in all of minor league baseball coming in for the final three outs, and the Rattlers just chewed away. They tugged and they nipped and they did everything they could to pull out that win, and it's exactly what they did. An absolute game for the ages here in Appleton. Unfortunately, it goes the way of Wisconsin, who will go on to play Lake County in the 2024 Midwest League Championship. Here's what the final line score looked like tonight for the River Bandits. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They go 3 for 7 with men in scoring position and strand 8 on base. For the Timber Rattlers, it's 7 runs on 11 hits, 3 errors. They go 6 for 15 with men in scoring position and strand 6. The winning pitcher is Baden Root, who was one of 4 hurdlers used by Victor Estevez today. He goes 1 full inning, gives up 2 runs, 1 earned on a hit, no walks, and 1 strikeout. He picks up his first win of the 2024 postseason. For the River Bandits, a loss charged to Ben Sears. He falls to 0-1. Gives up the 3 runs in the 9th on 4 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. The Bandits also get a hold for Nate Ackenhaus, and he gave up a run in his inning in the 3rd, but on just 1 hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Chase Isbell, a blown save. Chaz Martinez, a blown save. They combine for an inning in the 3rd, allowing a run and 1 inherited run on 2 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Neither starting pitcher factored into the ball game tonight, but Ethan Bosacker turned in another solid outing to close out his season. He goes 5 frames, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Will Rudy worked into the 5th inning, but couldn't quite close out 5 frames. He goes 4 2/3, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and a season high 8 strikeouts. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes with 4,428 through the gates here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. Tons of outstanding efforts from Quad Cities at the plate tonight. After being shut out 1-0 on Tuesday, every single River Bandit reached base at least once in the ball game. 2 big names in Spencer Nivens and Jack Caglione each drive in a pair of runs. Caglione goes 2 for 4 as the only River Bandit to record a multi-hit performance here in Game 2. One more time, we'll give you a look at the Kansas City Royals farm system and a brief look at that other game over in the Eastern Division, where, as we documented earlier, the Dayton Dragons took a 2-0 lead in the 3rd, but were outscored 5-2 over the final 6 innings of the ball game. The Captains eventually take a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the 6th, and it's an advantage they do not give up. Captains sweep the Dragons in the Eastern Division. They will play Wisconsin here in Appleton on Sunday, Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship here in Appleton. A day off for travel Monday, and then the subsequent Tuesday and Thursday will be at Classic Auto Group Park in Ohio. Captains hosting the final 2 games, if necessary, of the championship. In the Kansas City Royals farm system, everybody else has called it a night as well. The Omaha Storm Chasers, who are playoff bound in the International League, they get a win over Toledo 7-1. Northwest Arkansas shut out by Arkansas 3-0 at Arvest Ballpark. Well, that will do it for the broadcast tonight, and it will do it for a full season here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. My name is Kyle Kirchvel. As always, thank you so much for tuning in tonight and throughout the entire summer. It is an absolute privilege and honor to get to be with you throughout the entire summer. All the positive thoughts, the compliments, everything that people have provided throughout the year just means a whole heck of a lot. I thank you so much for those. And again, I must thank the tremendous staff in Quad Cities that helps us deliver all 132 games of River Bandits baseball. That goes from the very top with Dave Heller all the way to the very bottom. Everybody that is a game day, you know, a part-time worker with Quad Cities, it is truly a top-to-bottom effort to bring you every game, every season. So a big thanks to everybody in the Quad Cities. And, of course, again, to all of you listening wherever you may have been doing so from. The Bandits back in action in 2025. The good thing about baseball is there's always next year. And the good news for this season, what a second half run for Quad Cities. Think back to half number one, a 30-35 finish. Quad Cities double digits out of the playoff conversation in the first half. But in the second, the Bandits win the Western Division at 38-28, and they gave it their absolute all in both games in this division championship series. All right, we've hogged the airways long enough. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. Thanks again for tuning in all season. Hope to be back with you in 2025. For the final time tonight, and for the final time this season, so long on the River Bandits Baseball Network.